16 degrees with a light rain shower. Saskatoon cloudy and 11.
You're listening to the Afternoon Edition, 102.5 FM in Regina, 94.1 FM in Saskatoon, and 540 AM across the province. You can also check us out online at cbc.ca/sask.
Well, rain or shine, you know you have the weekend on your mind. And it's nearly here. And you know the drill. That means our associate producer, Joelle Seal, is here to share what's going on across the province this weekend. Hi there, Joelle.
Hi, Garth.
So what's on the docket for this weekend?
Well, for those of us in Regina or feeling like making a trip to the Queen City, you can make it a trip around the world without having to leave Saskatchewan. As I'm sure many of our listeners know by now, the Mosaic Festival of Cultures began last night and is running until Saturday. The annual multicultural event features 18 pavilions this year. That's two fewer than last year. But there will be some new things for festival goers to take in. The African Pavilion returned to Mosaic after a 10-year hiatus. You can hear more on that. Shauna Powers was speaking to one of their junior ambassadors for the pavilion that's originally from Zambia. And also coming up here on the Afternoon Edition, Around the World in One Song. Déjame decirte hoy lo que yo he vivido. He visto días transformar nuestro destino. That's the new song by Regina hip-hop artist Def 3 featuring his Chilean-born dad. We'll talk about the brand new Mosaic-inspired music video later on the show. And as I'm sure many would agree with me that one of the best parts about Mosaic is the food. On Monday, Morning Edition here on CBC Radio 1 will be checking in with their three culinary correspondents after the festival. Don't really know how they got that gig, but I'm a little bit jealous. They'll be talking about just how fantastic the food was this year and reporting to us on their favorite foods, which pavilions made them the most satisfied. Yeah, it doesn't sound too bad to me.
No, it's not a bad gig at all. Well, I know Mosaic is like a huge deal in Regina, but is there anything non-Mosaic related going on in the Queen City this weekend?
You might remember a group called the Deaf Crows in Regina. It's a deaf and hard of hearing art collective creating theater and visual art from the deaf perspective. And on Saturday and Sunday, the group is putting on a new theatrical event called Apple Time. It's a show created by the deaf and hard of hearing young adults here in Regina, and it all started about 2 years ago. Their first performance back then looked at the oppression and language deprivation that many of these students faced across Canada. This one kind of switches gears. I spoke with Michelle Grodecki about the performance. She's a teacher of deaf and hard of hearing students at Tom Collegiate, and she's the VP of the Deaf Crows Collective. She says that since they started 2 years ago, many of the students have gained confidence and language skills, so now they want to tell stories about themselves in a different way. It's kind of a mythical fairy tale where they've created their own magical world and identities, and she told me about one of these students' stories incorporated into the play.
We have a student named Mustafa who is a newcomer to Canada. He's a refugee from Syria that arrived to Regina last January. And he was telling his story of being in Syria when the war started. And Mustafa was profoundly deaf and grew up in Syria going to a deaf school. And he said that, you know, he kind of was a little bit of a class clown. He always played around and didn't really appreciate education. And when the war broke out, his family had to flee to Jordan. Unfortunately, when he got to Jordan, he was not allowed to attend school. He was told because he was deaf, he didn't get to go to school. So Mustafa was 12 years old with no opportunity for education. And he said he really realized that clowning that he did didn't benefit him now, because here he is in Jordan at 12 years old, not being allowed to go to school. So he became a janitor working in Jordan. And it wasn't until the family moved to Canada last year that Mustafa got to attend school again. And he said, I have to take this opportunity to get an education and to show that I'm more than a clown, but I love being a clown. So Mustafa, his story, he becomes a clown. And that's kind of the metaphor of who Mustafa is. And we were really fortunate to pair with Mookie, who's a professional clown who's actually performed in Cirque du Soleil. And she came and mentored Mustafa and worked with him to help build his piece. And that's one of our highlights of our show. That's just, you're going to laugh and you're going to cry and you're just going to see how storytelling is an opportunity to give these kids an opportunity to express themselves.
All right, Joelle, so what does being part of a creative group like this do for these kids?
Well, Michelle said that many of these students have struggled with their expression of their feelings and understanding who they were. It didn't take them until they were a teenager to feel a real sense of identity. And being a part of this group has really helped them with that. It's given them a sense of belonging and a sense of community. So the Deaf Crows show called Apple Time is playing at the Artesian on Saturday and Sunday at 7 p.m. And here's just one more thing that I'll mention that's happening in Regina this weekend. And here's a hint.